And let's go on to Mary Lynn calling from Kingston. Hello, Mary Lynn.
Hello, doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have been taking the citrus bergamot for cholesterol, and now I find that you no longer carry the citrus bergamot. You have bergamot BPF. Is this compatible with prednisone?
Yes, there would be no problem there. How long have you been taking it?
I've been taking it for a while.
Yeah, I would say that it would be a straight transition to the other product. I don't see any problem with that.
Okay. And it as I'm reading it on the website here, it says it has a unique ability to dampen HMG-CoA reductase. What is that?
That is a liver enzyme that it actually promotes cholesterol production within the liver. You know, about 75% of our cholesterol that shows up on a blood test is produced by the liver, and and about 25% is in the diet. So a lot of people think, oh, if I just lower my cholesterol intake in my diet, I'll be fine. But your liver is actually the primary source of cholesterol. So things like bergamot and red yeast rice, statins, those are all things that block that enzyme.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My husband has high cholesterol, and I noticed that this also speaks about maintaining inflammatory balance in the arteries. Does high cholesterol, is that a result of inflammation?
Well, yes. The way to look at cholesterol, and you know, there's a lot of different misconceptions about cholesterol, and if you'd like to learn more on our website, there are some videos from YouTube talking about just this topic. You know, and there's one that I did called "Bypassing Bypass," and it looks a lot more into the research behind cholesterol. And most physicians, unfortunately, conventional physicians will automatically try to control cholesterol, and that's only, you know, a small part of the overall picture. So cholesterol is one of those things that is just way overly emphasized, and inflammation is really the key behind the problem with cardiovascular disease. So think of cholesterol more as a Band-Aid that's your body uses to kind of smooth over the scratches and the inflammation that's occurring in the endothelial layer of the arteries. And over time, you know, that can create more and more blockage, but it's a sort of a natural response to inflammation that we have in our bodies, either from, you know, poor diet or lack of exercise, you know, our diet may be too acidic. These are all things that can contribute to that.